From the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome back to America's Heroes Group Roundtable, serving disabled veterans in rural America with partner Veteran Clinic at the University of Missouri School of Law. Today is
Dr.
August.
Dr. Damon Arnold.
Yes.
Executive producer is Glenda Smith. Digital media producer is Manny Corazzari. And our assistant media producer is Titus Williams. We are so pleased to have, as I said, this is National Wellness Month. And that's what we always talk about and try to help as many people as we can. My co-host, always a pleasure to have the Colonel on.
Thank you.
How are you, sir?
Oh, good. Doing fine, Cliff. Looks like we have a great show lined up.
Yes, absolutely.
But we have our panelists on the line. Brenda G. Filbert is a Pentagon U.S. Navy veteran, professor, and clinical director at the University of Missouri School of Law. And
yeah.
Then also, we have Hillary Wander. She's a professor and director of Veterans Advocacy Clinics at the University of Montana School of Law. And they'll be talking about providing assistance to veterans located in remote and rural areas.
And, so those are remote areas. I was thinking, you know, Montana and Missouri, you know, I'm thinking. But we gotta be everywhere, don't we, Doc? Yeah.
Yes, we do.
that's great. Yeah. And so let's get started with
Brent and Hillary.
First guest. Of course, we have to talk about Steve Seidman. Well, he's founding attorney of Seidman Law Office, experienced trial lawyer focused on personal injury, sponsor, and America Heroes Group advisory board member.
Oh, yes. Steve is phenomenal. Yeah. So he really gets into the legal issues and really knows about
a lot of these issues.
But, you know, maybe, Brent, maybe you can give us an idea of what is going on with the needs for veterans in our remote and rural areas.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do it. I will say that I think Montana wins the contest, though, on being the most rural and remote between the two states of Missouri and Montana. So it really is a great privilege to have Professor Hillary Wandler on the call today, because she's the director of the Veterans Advocacy Clinic at the University of Montana and has really special experience and expertise in serving rural and remote veterans, which is a unique population with unique issues. And I think really a great way to start with Hillary is to just find out from her how she got involved in directing the clinic in Montana and you know, what kind of services they offer there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great if we Professor Wander teaches courses, I understand, in legal analysis and writing and veterans disability law, and she is director of the School of Law in-house Veterans Advocacy Clinic. So she has served as Associate Dean of Students from 2017 to 2019 and Interim Co-Director of the Clinical Law Program, present appointment, along with Professor Monty Mills.
Wow.
She also is admitted to practice in Montana State and Federal Courts and the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, and she is accredited to practice before the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Yeah.
So we are both pleased to have her with us. Absolutely. How are you?
Well, Yeah, doing well, and thank you for having me. Yeah, it's funny to hear your own bio. It almost sounds like someone else to me, but that is indeed me. That's me.
Listen, some people hear their own bio and then they say, "Oh my God, I got to get out of here." Your bio is positive. Some people say, "Oh my goodness," you know.
A lot of our veterans.
Well, I was going to say, Brent, in response to your question about how I got started in this world, I originally worked for the federal courts after law school, and then my father, who was career Army National Guard, he was trying to get some VA benefits, and he brought a letter to me to look at, and I was probably 3 years into my legal career, and I read it, and I had absolutely no idea what it meant. And I have to tell you, I had been involved in a lot of complex law for the last few years, you know, clerking for federal judges, and I still just had no idea what the VA was trying to say in that letter. And I gave it back to him. I said, "I don't know what this means. I'm sorry." And being a good military father, he said, "We'll figure it out." So I did. And that's basically how I got started in veterans law. And I just haven't stopped since. So, so took my first VA appeal in 2006 and just kept practicing when I transferred over to teaching at the law school. And fortunately now through the Veterans Advocacy Clinic, I get to teach veterans disability law and practice with students in the area. So that's a real joy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, because, you know, one of the things that, you know, it almost brings a tear to my eyes, because I've seen so many veterans who had disabilities, who've lost, arms and legs, and have suffered PTSD and other kinds of wounds. And especially in the rural communities where there's sometimes not as much access to care. And these veterans, many of our proudest veterans have come from farms. They come from communities where they do have a lot of isolation, you know, as far as their ability to get these services. And it's really a disservice not to honor them when they get back. And I'm so glad that you're, you know, focusing on their legal needs. So what do you think it is that they really, really need in those remote rural areas? And what can we be doing to, you know, getting that assistance to them?
Yeah, and I know Brent works in this as well all the time and does some really interesting things. But just from our experience, you know, my dad currently lives in an extremely remote rural area in Montana. And so you often hear people talk about the one stoplight town. Well, Dad lives in Buffalo, Montana. It doesn't have a stoplight at all. So it's one of those zero stoplight towns. And I think maybe current population is 4, including my parents. So,
oh, boy. That is small.
But what do they need? I think, you know, just watching him struggle for access, I think it all boils down to access, because veterans in urban areas do have, just statistically speaking, and it makes a lot of sense, they have better quality of life and health measures, so the health measures are higher for urban veterans. And part of that is just access, you know, to ready medical and mental health care.
Yes.
And while I know VA has tried to improve telehealth availability across the country, I think that's been a pretty slow-moving effort. And I say that, you know, knowing that there's been a lot of effort around it, but I'm not so sure it has really reached some of the real remote rural areas. Maybe, Brent, what do you think about that?
I think it's kind of hit and miss in terms of reaching those rural and remote areas. And that's the way it is, I think, with veterans who are in the more remote locations, is sometimes it access can be okay, and other times it can't. And really, with in my view, with disabled veterans or veterans who've received a negative discharge, who really have the basis to get that discharge upgraded, the biggest message that you can give to them is don't give up. You know, that you can keep trying to get the disability benefits that you deserve or get the discharge upgrade that you may be entitled to. But when we say don't give up, what that means is they have to have somebody to turn to help them. And so a veterans advocacy clinic like Hillary's and the one we have at Mizzou and other law schools and other organizations is really where veterans can turn to once they get that initial denial from the VA, like your dad experienced, Hillary, where it's like, mm-hmm. I don't know what this means. And also the military mindset is, in my view, I was retired military, and, if you've served, is you get a decision and you think, okay, well, that's just the way it is, instead of, well, I could actually fight this and get what I deserve. And so that's how I view it for the rural veterans.
Yeah, one thing I, always look at is this Americans with Disabilities Act, and I, have people who are in my place of employment currently who have disabilities and do incredible jobs, what they're doing for their work product. And for veterans, is there anything different about the status of veterans when it comes to things like the ADA or job opportunities, or is there something that they should know about, applying for jobs, getting, reintegrated into society?
Hillary, you want to take that?
Happy to talk on that for a minute. But I think the really important thing for veterans to know is that the VA was designed to help compensate them for the burdens they carry after military service. Mm-hmm. And that includes recognizing that they do have a more difficult time transitioning back into civilian society sometimes. Yes. And so that includes things like VA benefits that are designed to compensate for disabilities that they have now because of their military service, or that were aggravated because of their military service. And so the service-connected disability compensation program within the VA is designed to do that. So for a veteran, I always say, have you considered whether you have disabilities now that you would not have had except that you served our country in the military? And if so, that's what the VA is for. And so I 100% agree with Brent's advice about, don't give up. And I think I've watched people from the lowest enlisted rank all the way up to the highest rank in the military walk away from things that they shouldn't have. Yeah. And I think it's just a mindset of, well, there's probably a good reason that they've told me no. And so I need to go find what I need from some other place. But that is just not true. That's the whole reason we have the VA, is to serve veterans who have served this country. And then it also includes a veteran's preference for hiring. So for employment purposes, if you are a military veteran, you should find out about, read about, understand the veteran's preference for hiring. If the job that you're applying for actually has that, then you should take advantage of that, because that is there to recognize the difficulty that veterans sometimes have, transitioning back into civilian society.
Yeah, and that's why what the work that you're doing is so important, because there has to be some form of recognition that this did happen to our veteran and that they are, suffering with this disability. So that actually feeds into that program, I would imagine, transitioning back into society through mm-hmm. the compensation programs. And give us an idea of what the clinic does and, how people can contact you as well in order to, get these benefits that you are talking about. talking about, because I know, I realize that you're in Montana, and you know, and Brent is in Missouri. But is there, because we want to get this message out to all veterans who are important to us, and no matter where they are in the country or the world. And so this is on iHeartRadio, so people are listening all over the world right now. And so if you, you know, have a message you want to give or a contact point or something like that, that would really be beneficial for our veterans. And then you can go into what the clinic is about.
Sure. I think Brent mentioned that our clinic, the Veterans Advocacy Clinic, is housed at the University of Montana. And on the University of Montana website, which is umt.edu, you can find the Veterans Advocacy Clinic page on there. And we have actually an online intake form. And what I would say to veterans in other localities, I mean, we serve the veterans in Montana, and we also represent veterans from several other areas through appeals to the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. And there are a couple of national organizations that are a great place to find help, and they can also refer to more local or regional programs from there. And the ones I'm thinking of, and Brent probably has others in mind, the National Veterans Legal Services Program, or NVLSP, is online as well, and that's a great place to look. They have several programs that help veterans with different types of issues that come up, like veterans who have survived military sexual trauma. They have a specific program for that. And then the other one I'm thinking of is the Veterans Consortium Pro Bono Program. And that's also online, and they help people with appeals to the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. And they actually refer those cases into programs like mine and Brent's, so that we end up getting and being able to help veterans from really all over the country and beyond sometimes. I was going to say one more thing is just look, make sure you look at the programs that are in your area. And, you know, if you don't have the internet at home, which, you know, the VA Office of Rural Health says that, over a third of the veterans in rural areas in the United States actually don't even have internet. Wow. I would say go to your vet center, the nearest vet center. It doesn't have to be a VA hospital, or it doesn't have to be a VA facility, but vet centers in the area often have just lots of pamphlets and brochures and connections about what's available to veterans in that locality. So I think there are ways to get help wherever you are.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah,
I think that's right. I would say also that anybody who wants to contact the Veterans Clinic at the University of Missouri, I'm happy to refer them to services in other parts of the country. And they can just call the Veterans Clinic, and our number there is 573-882-7630. And we will be happy to direct them to services that can provide assistance. And one other thing I would say is for disabled veterans, there's also, in addition to the VA, there's also all kinds of benefits that can be from their state, but also from the VA and other areas, all kinds of different things, burial, services to small business loans, that sort of thing. So really, if you contact one of the veteran service organizations in our country, which do a great job at the grassroots level, like American Legion, or VFW, those sorts of organizations, they have all that information and can provide it. And I really think veterans who are disabled should understand that there are lots of things out there for them, in addition to being compensated for their disability through the VA, which is their right.
Fantastic. You know, we're getting low on time. We have about a minute and a half to go. But, you know, for both of you, Attorney Filbert and Attorney Wander, you know, maybe each of you can just give a brief, you know, this is the point you need to know from this discussion and take home with you, why it's so important for you to, as a veteran, claim your disability rights under the compensation programs.
Yeah, why don't you go first, Hillary, then I'll finish up.
Sure. I would just say the takeaway is to persist, really. I think that's a good takeaway for all veterans. And very often you will get denied inappropriately. I think that that's just, maybe Brent disagrees with me, but I think that that's just something I've seen. You need to persist past that first denial. You need to appeal or look around and find some help that will help you kind of navigate the new systems. And I think if you do persist, you will get to benefits that will help you function better, help your family often, and it can be a lot of different kinds of benefits, as Brent pointed out.
Boy, I feel much, much more educated. I had two incredible professors and attorneys talking today. So I want to thank you, Brent and Hillary, for being on the show. You did a wonderful job, and we have to have you back at some point because the information you're giving is just absolutely important to our veterans. And thank you for serving our veterans, and it's an honor to have spoken to you. And I want to say we're actually going to go to a short commercial break, but I want our listening audience to stay with us, and thank you for listening, and thank you both attorneys, Filbert and Wanda, for being on.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed
it.
It's always an honor. Okay. Always an honor. Thank you a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk radio that makes you think. You're listening to The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation. 1690 WVON.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.